Hello, I'm Sam, and this is Pilgrim Pit Stop. It's a podcast about following Jesus through life's highs and lows. And there's a new episode every other Friday, so I would really love it if you hit subscribe and tell your friends about it as well, if you enjoy what you hear. Here's a little clip of what's coming up today.
12:10. We're feeling pretty demoralised right now, aren't we? It just feels like we are not making the progress we were hoping to.
All right, let's go. It is Friday the 31st of July 2020, and I'm standing in a garden in Bristol with my brother Thomas. Yep. What are we doing while we're here?
We're just doing a kind of dry run, aren't we? It's not raining, and we're just going to spend the night out here in the tent and make sure everything's working before we venture off in a few days, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much. So this is the first time we've sort of put up the tent together and tested out the sleeping bags and stuff.
Yeah, we don't know if everyone fits, actually. By everyone, I mean us two.
Well, let's find out. All right, I'm now in the tent. It took us about, less than 10 minutes to put up, so I'm pretty happy with that. Thomas has just nipped into the house to get some stuff. So while he's doing that, let me just let you know what's going on. We are, in a few days' time, heading up to Scotland to do a pilgrimage called St. Columba's Way, which is 180 miles across Scotland, starting in the west at the Isle of Iona and walking all the way across Scotland to St. Andrews in the east. And it's been something that I've been wanting to do for a while, and I'm just really excited to finally be just a few days away from starting it. It all feels quite real now, lying in this tent in Bristol just to test it out a few days away. It all feels quite real. But yeah, excited to be doing it. We'll be wild camping as we go. So it's going to be sort of back to basics, but just really excited to be spending some time with Thomas and spending some time with God as well. All right, night-night.
Night-night, folks.
Sleep well.
Hi.
Morning, sunshine.
I slept about half the time, actually. This isn't bad going for the first attempt.
Yeah, I slept all right. It's a bit achy. We're sleeping straight on the ground, as we will be in Scotland, because we've decided that we haven't got enough space to be carting around a massive sleeping mat as well. But yeah, it's all right, isn't it? It's a bit, I mean, it's not luxury.
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to my back being sort of cocooned in polyester.
Right, okay. It's Monday the 3rd of August, and I am sitting on a bench with Thomas, looking out over the Clifton Suspension Bridge just outside Bristol. We have just walked about half an hour, haven't we?
Yep.
With all the gear on our backs, wearing our walking boots, which we bought yesterday, and some walking trousers that we got yesterday as well. And I think we're all set, aren't we? We're heading off tomorrow, and I'm feeling like we've sort of thought about everything now. I'm sure there are things that we haven't thought about, but I feel like we've done the best job that we could, really, and we're just sort of raring to go. How are you feeling?
Yeah, there's that kind of initial moment where you put the rucksack on and you're like, oh dear, because you're kind of like, this is quite heavy, isn't it? But we've walked half an hour, and you know, it's doable. It's definitely doable. I think our backs are going to be pretty sore by the end of each day, but that's bread and butter, pot and parcel, isn't it? I've got my phrases mixed up there.
Ooh, the sun's coming out. It'd be great if we have weather like this, we'll be laughing. But we did check the weather for Oban, which is the place.
Right, let me just jump in here really quickly and say that we get this pronunciation horribly wrong throughout this entire pilgrimage. I'm sorry, it's Oban, not Oban, as we will continue to say very frustratingly, I imagine, if you're Scottish. So please forgive us.
For Oban, which is the place we're heading to tomorrow, just outside Mull, and it's 100% chance of rain. So all of tomorrow.
But I'm hopeful, you know. Could go down.
Could go down to 95.
I think Mull's going to be very variable because it is an island, isn't it? So you're going to... Yeah.
Okay, it is Tuesday the 4th of August, and we are at Bristol Temple Meads Station. We're about to get onto a train for the rest of today and embark on a huge journey all the way up the country to a place called Oban, which is where we'll be camping tonight. And then we will be getting a ferry tomorrow morning over to the Isle of Mull to begin the hike proper.
Okay, so it's 10:45. PM, and basically it's all just gone wrong, hasn't it?
Yeah, it does feel like a lot has happened that we weren't expecting, but it's not necessarily gone wrong, it's just been unexpected.
So what was when did it first start to sort of go off the rails?
I think when I was feeling ill on the train from Crewe to Glasgow, and I was just feeling really unwell, and I don't know, I think it was something to do with wearing the mask on the train. And I was facing the wrong way, and we just had lunch. I don't know what it was, but basically I chundered everywhere. So I had to rush to the bathroom, and I don't know whether it was food poisoning or whether it was just queasiness, travel sickness. But anyway, that was not much fun. And so that was the first thing. And then do you want to fill in the listeners on what happened?
Keep your voice down.
All right, sorry.
Yeah, so then we the train to Oban got cancelled, and all subsequent ones, and tomorrow as well, because of the kind of extreme weather raining here.
Yellow flood warning.
Yellow flood warning. So so we got to Glasgow, and we were like, just kind of the outskirts of Glasgow, and we thought, well, we can't really. We can't get to Oban really, so we're going to try and find somewhere to spend the night. So we've ended up, we got the train a little bit closer to Oban, and we're now in a place called Dumbarton, and we got a hotel sort of last minute. What was it, £20 for the night each? Not bad. So we're in a hotel, just got an Indian takeaway.
Which was so good.
Which was very good.
Oh man, amazing.
We also got did our shop for Mull, didn't we? So we have that ready. So we're holding out hope that tomorrow we will get to Oban.
And the idea really is that with that shop, you know, it's stuff that's going to last us 4 days. So we were really thinking, okay, this is almost got to last us until Saturday, because when we get to Mull, there's not going to be any shops at all.
Yeah. So we're holding out hope that the ferry will run. It doesn't look like that will be cancelled, but we shall see.
So we weren't expecting this night of luxury in a bed tonight, but we're going to enjoy it because this is now definitely the last night that we'll have in a building for a few weeks.
Ever.
So let's enjoy it. All right, it's the morning of Wednesday the 5th of August, and we're going to try and get onto Mull today and start the hike proper this afternoon. Let's go. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, we are now on the ferry from Oban to Mull, to the Isle of Mull. We just made the ferry. It was a very tight connection the bus was a bit delayed because of the flooding there's been. But the weather's cleared up now, and yeah, we're almost at the start of the hike. Right, we're here. We're at the start of St. Columba's Way. We're at the start of the pilgrimage. We are sitting in a village called Finnefort. Well, more of a hamlet, really. Just a few small cottages dotted around. And in front of us is the Isle of Iona, which is just beautiful. I mean, yeah, stunning. It's the weather has kind of cleared up. It's still quite grey, but there are these beams of light sort of shimmering through. And what's the time now? Probably about, 6 o'clock or something?
Quarter past six.
Quarter past six in the afternoon.
Oh, you messed that up, didn't you?
Quarter past. Yeah, we're here. How are you feeling, Thomas? I mean, for me, it almost feels like the journey of getting here has been quite
a bit of an
extreme
ordeal, hasn't it? Yeah, I think it's been a long journey. It's been sort of 2 days of travel, hasn't it? But definitely worth it, and sort of raring to go on the. It sort of feels like we've actually started the pilgrimage now.
Yeah, we've eased into it, haven't we? But we are about to actually begin it. I think the plan is to do about 2 hours of hiking now, make our way into Mull. I mean, we've just driven obviously through Mull to get to this side, and it's a big old island, isn't it? I was surprised. I mean, in that bus, we were on that bus for about an hour, and that was, you know, solid driving. And I was thinking,
we've got to walk that.
Yeah, we've got to walk that, and we've got a ferry in. It's 3 days' time, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's on Saturday. 4 days' time, so we should be all right. What's the day today?
Wednesday.
Thursday, Friday. So I know it's three days to go. But but you know, I think we're feeling all right, aren't we?
And the rock's very pink as well. It's very rich in potassium feldspar. It's all igneous around here. But yeah, you've got this very pink sort of peninsula, don't you?
I should explain that Thomas studied geology at university,
yeah,
so
just sort of,
he knows
getting
his stuff.
A chance to kind of crowbar that into the. Shoehorn it into
no, it's
the
good. It's good, man. And I've on the journey here, I've been listening to about every single podcast I could find on Spotify about St. Columba. So maybe I can sort of dot some of those facts into the pilgrimage. I mean,
so he founded the abbey on Iona, is that right?
Exactly. So we're looking out across to Iona. Now that abbey is a more recent one, but he founded the original abbey on Iona. He was a 6th century Irish missionary who came to Scotland. He was actually exiled to Scotland. We can maybe talk a little bit about why that was over the course of this this pilgrimage. But he ended up here, and he founded the monastery on Iona, and used that as kind of the base for his missionary activity into Scotland, especially with a people group called the Picts in the northeastern part of Scotland. So the journey that we're doing, St. Columba's Way, is really following in his footsteps, because he would have come from where we currently are sitting, and he would have walked and made his way across to the other side of Scotland, and that is exactly what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
So it's so exciting. I'm so excited to finally be here. I think after planning this for so long, and for, you know, just thinking about it, to actually be sitting here right now feels in itself like an achievement. And we haven't even begun yet.
We'll see what we're saying in a few days. Yeah.
But yeah, we're feeling confident, we're feeling positive.
We've gathered our firewood, haven't we?
We have. So on we arrived on Mull, and you know, had 2 hours to kill, didn't we, before the buses here are very irregular. I think there's maybe 3 buses a day or something. So while we were waiting for the bus, we gathered some firewood, and although it's been very wet recently, we were able to find some, weren't we?
Yeah,
you'd
just
learn
have to know
tips.
Yeah, I've been reading some survival guides, and you just sort of have to know where to look, don't you? Kind of look in trees, like twigs that have got caught halfway down, and they've been sheltered from the rain. They're nice and dry. You get that nice sort of snap when you snap them.
Mm. very satisfying.
So yeah, we're going to cook some sort of pasta, aren't we? Every night. Pasta, pesto, yeah. And some frankfurters.
On Mull, it's going to be quite a simple cuisine because there are literally no restaurants or shops. I mean, genuinely, we've been, you know, driving for an hour. I haven't seen a single shop. And that's kind of exciting.
We did know that. We weren't expecting to be able to pop into a hypermarket every day.
So, yeah, we are going to be cooking our own things. We're going to be... making lunch. We've got some bread and jam and got breakfast bits, and we'll make it work. I'm amazed actually that we've managed to pack it all into our rucksacks. It feels like we're traveling quite light, but it's exciting to be at this side of the pilgrimage. Sort of, we're looking out now. We're looking out to the west. Behind us is east, and we are just going to start walking. Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you. I did geography at A level, so I do know that stuff. Sorry. But that idea that we're just going to start walking now the opposite direction, not stop until we get to the other coast.
That's such a strange thought.
Yeah. So I think what we're going to do now is we are going to go and dunk our walking boots in the sea this side, and then we're going to start the hike. Does that sound all right?
Yep.
We've found a spot where we can dunk our boots, so this is the most westerly point of the pilgrimage. Let's pop our boots into the water. Don't know if you can hear any of that. Should we say the Lord's Prayer and then begin this thing?
Which version?
Whatever you fancy, babes. All right. Our Father in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Okay, the sun is beginning to set, and we've made camp. We've found this incredible enclosed bay where we've pitched our tent, and we have collected some running water, which we're just in the process of sterilizing. And we're currently sitting in front of a fire that we've created with the wood we collected earlier. And we're just starting to boil some water, which is what we're going to use to make our feast, our delight, some sort of pasta, pesto creation. To be honest, that's going to be our food for the next few days. So shouldn't be too... Thomas, are you right to get the spork from the tent, actually? Mine's in my... my smaller bag. That's it, yeah. Just at the very top, there's like a little zipper. Just underneath that, I think. No, on the outside. Can you see it? It's like a zipper on... at the very top, like on the outside. If that makes any sense. That's it. You're so close. I could just get up and help him, couldn't I? It's quite funny trying to see him struggle. Yeah, like, so you just... No, the top. Work your hand down. On the front. Up. There, literally where your hand is. Yes. What? Oh, mate. You got it. Well done. Sorry, I was giving you poor direction there. Oh. But this is absolutely idyllic. And we've just walked... How many miles have we walked today on Mull?
Well, that's 7 kilometres.
So what, four or so miles?
Yeah.
Just the most beautiful... Oh, cheers, mate. Just the most beautiful surroundings. Do you have any reflections as we wait for our water to boil, Thomas?
Yeah, it's kind of surreal that it's actually happening, isn't it? And really thankful we've made it. Beautiful area. Yeah.
Nice. So we are in the tent, aren't we? We're about to go to bed.
Yeah.
We had a nice meal. That turned out all right, I thought. The pasta pesto and sun-dried tomatoes. We ate 500 grams between us, so I'm feeling pretty heavy right now.
It was quite al dente. It was like, you know, it's not a good sign if pasta crunches when you put it in your mouth. But yeah. No, it was. We'll get there.
We'll get there. It did take a long time to get the water to boil, but you know, we're making progress. Yeah. So first night really under canvas. The moon tonight is absolutely extraordinary. It's this big. Is it called a harvest moon?
Yeah, where it's like kind of orange,
orange and big and fat and just hanging there in the sky. It's so cool. It's the next day. We are just leaving our campsite. That's been a good first campsite, I thought. What do you reckon?
Yeah, definitely.
Kind of had everything we needed, didn't it? Running water. We were able to take a swim in the bay this morning. I had a fairly good night's sleep. How about you, Thomas?
Yeah, pretty good. It did rain a bit during the night, but I kind of off and on, but I did get quite a lot of sleep, so yeah.
Happy days. And we're setting out on the second day of the hike. Now, where are we going? Are we going left here?
Yeah.
I mean, this is extraordinary. It's just gone kind of 8:30 in the morning. I mean, we are just the only people.
Yeah.
Like, on the island, it feels like, I know there are other people here, but there are some sheep up ahead. The sun is out. I think it's going to be a nice day today. And we're hoping to do about 15 miles, I believe. All right, it's 12:10. We're feeling pretty demoralised right now, aren't we? It just feels like we are not making the progress we were hoping to. I should probably explain, actually, that this St. Columba's Way is not really a marked path. There are no signs, and you know, we're just following directions that we found on online. And it is an established route, you know, people do it every year, but we knew that this bit was going to be tough. The bit on Mull was always going to be the hardest bit, and this morning has honestly been like some of the hardest, I think probably the hardest hiking I've ever done. It's just through bogs and streams and like thick kind of
very dense kind of shrubbery,
and it's just been horrible. Like, it's been really, really horrible. And yeah, I'm feeling quite just down right now, to be honest. And it looks like, you know, we're aiming to get to a bay for lunch, and I think we can see it. It's just over the next crest, but it just feels like we're making such slow progress. Anyway, that's where we're at right now. So today's been quite a hard day, hasn't it, Thomas?
Yeah, definitely.
Should we fill the listener in on the sort of what's gone down? By the way, if you can hear sort of tent canvas flapping, that's because we've pitched on pretty much a cliff, haven't we? Looking out over the sea. It's a bit more exposed than where, you know, yesterday we were in this beautiful, yeah, low cliff, this beautiful sort of bay yesterday, and today, just where we've ended up on the hike, we're kind of it's quite rugged terrain, so apologies if there's a bit of background noise. But yeah, do you want to fill people in on why it's been slightly challenging today, our first full day of the hike?
Yeah, so we started using the maps we'd printed off, and just wasn't going very well, was it? We couldn't really find our way around. There was a lot more vegetation, like sort of dense trees and stuff, than we were expecting, and so we kind of just like, it felt like we were walking a lot and up and down, but not really getting anywhere. Had to climb over this fence, and it was just a bit of a nightmare, really. So we made the executive decision, probably around lunchtime, that we were going to cross to the northern side of the island and then just stay with the road for the rest of our time on Mull. So that's what we've done. So we did that, and we walked about 4 miles along the road, and we've got about 20-25 to go on Mull over the next 2 days.
So what are you learning about kind of pilgrimage so far?
Well, I guess it's kind of parallels life, doesn't it? There's sort of trials and yeah. So today was definitely a lot of trials, but it ended on a positive note, I think, because now we kind of know what we're doing, and we're on a road, and it's going to be kind of easy going for the next couple of days. But yeah, I've been reflecting on sort of trial, definitely.
Mm. I think this is why pilgrimage is quite cool, because it is a real reflection of
life, isn't it? You know, the highs and lows of life mirroring the highs and lows of, you know, the physical highs and lows that we've gone through today, but also the emotional highs and lows. I think my mood's changed so much, like even in the space of an hour. It's Friday the 6th of August, and we've just had a little break. What's the time, Thomas? It's probably just gone about 11, hasn't it?
Sort of
25 past 11. Just had a Mars bar and some water. We're making really good progress today. And spirits are high. Spirits were quite low this time yesterday. But spirits are high today. And as we were just sitting there, Thomas was saying some interesting things. And I kind of want him to share that with you as well. So I'm going to hand the microphone over to him. And the next voice you hear will be Monsieur Thomas. I'll follow you. You sing the fire lit, I think.
Cheers. So I was thinking kind of about paths and stuff. And yesterday it was very difficult because there were no paths. So we were kind of just kind of guessing it. And it was just quite hard. And I was thinking, and today it's been a lot easier because we have actually, you know, been on a road all the way and it's really clear where we go. And I was thinking that's quite sort of, that kind of parallels life, doesn't it? When you see the path ahead, it's a lot easier. And I think we have moments in our lives where we don't see the paths ahead. But I guess that's part of the wonderful things about, one of the wonderful things about faith, isn't it? That we do have a kind of ultimate path that we can't always see clearly, but we know it's there and God will show it to us. Yeah, so that was kind of what I was thinking.
All right, I'll watch the fire.
Thank you. This sort of distance, do you go for, generally?
Yeah, perfect.
So it's 8:10 in the evening, and I'd just like to amend some of what I said earlier. I think even when you see the path ahead, it doesn't necessarily make it easy going. And we found that definitely to be the case this afternoon when the heavens opened. What time was it? Kind of
sort of
just before lunch, really.
Yeah, midday.
And it just absolutely poured. Complete transformation. And we sort of clambered under some pine trees for lunch, kind of spreading our jam and peanut butter on damp pieces of bread. It was a sad moment, but we kept plodding on, and it only really began to clear up towards 5 p.m. But then it became really nice and sunny again, and we gathered some firewood because we thought it'd be amazing if we could get a fire going today, boost morale. Yeah, and we discovered that we're actually now only about 5-6 miles away from the ferry port on Mull. So we only have to walk that distance, and we have until 4 p.m. tomorrow to walk that. So that was really encouraging. It really feels like we've made massive progress today, even in the rain.
Hello again. It's Saturday. Is it Saturday? Yes, it is Saturday. Mm-hmm. And in a few hours, we're going to be getting the ferry across onto the mainland, which means that we've completed the first leg of this journey, crossing Mull, which feels like quite an achievement. We're currently maybe 3 miles out from the place where we get the ferry. We're just sitting by an amazing lock called Loch Don, and we've had a swim in the loch, and we've also washed our clothes, and the sun's come out, and it feels great. Really, really nice. This morning was less great. We woke up in a swarm of midges, and it was very unpleasant. We had to basically abandon our camp and pack down the tent as quickly as possible and get out of there, and we're sort of covered in bites now, but you know, it's all part of the it's all part of the journey, I guess, isn't it? So, yeah, this is it. And this is also, I think, where I will end the first episode in this series. I realise I haven't really said a huge amount about St. Columba so far, so I will talk about him a little bit more when we get onto the mainland, but there'll be two more episodes to come. Do you have any final words, Tommy boy?
No.
The next episode in this three-part series comes out in 2 weeks' time. Make sure you've subscribed to be the first to hear about it. Here's a little clip. All right, we have just bumped into two fellow hikers walking the opposite direction, Anna and Luca, and they have come from St. Andrews, which is our destination. So this is awesome. Are we the first people that you've met who have been doing this whole kind of journey from Iona to St. Andrews?
You are, absolutely. We were expecting to meet more people, as you suggested, you thought you might as well. And even the hosts where we've been staying haven't heard of St. Columba's Way.
Wow.
So it's wonderful to be on your own in this beauty.
God bless you, and thank you so much for listening.